talking about them earlier. Uh-huh. What are the two basic kinds?
Iced potatoes and sweet potatoes.
All right. What's a yam?
That's a sweet potato.
Same thing?
Uh-huh.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a sweet potato called a nigger leg? Okay.
Never did.
Have you ever heard of a pie plant?
Yeah, that's some kind, they call it a sweet potato that grows on top of the ground. It's about this big around.
The thing is about the size of what, let's see, it's not quite, it's about a
just
little
about,
bigger than a softball.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They make a real good pie.
It's a lot. Is it a variety of sweet potatoes?
I just don't know. I never did hear them until, about 7 or 8 years ago.
I was talking to, as I said, the girl who's over in So-So, and she had just run across it. And she thought that it might be rhubarb.
Oh,
the way
no.
It was described to her, so I was going to check it out over here, too.
No, rhubarb, we don't grow rhubarb down here. But I love rhubarb. You know, rhubarb looks, you know, you've seen rhubarb, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. It's long stalks.
Uh-huh, red.
Right.
Oh, I think it's so
well,
good.
Well, apparently the people had just described how you cooked it, and she wasn't quite sure what it was.
Uh-huh. Well, Joe, go on.
He says, I've got to get my voice on the tape. There's a vegetable with a strong odor that when you peel it, you get tears in your eyes.
Onions.
You mentioned that something, evergreen onions?
Uh-huh.
What are those?
Well, they are, you get them in a lot in salads. They come up in the wintertime. You put out the little sets, and they make bunches about like this, and you can pull out from them all during the winter.
All right, now, are they you eat some of the green too?
Yeah, the tops.
They're
little, good.
They're tiny.
Uh-huh.
Are they the same thing as spring onions or green onions?
Well, they're all in the same family. But your spring onions you put out in the spring, if you want to make great big roots, you put them out in January.
Oh, I see. So this is, these are evergreen onions. And you put them out when?
In the fall.
Check them some more too. All right, if you leave an apple lying around, it'll get all dried up, and you'll say the skin on that apple is going to
shrink up, shrivel away.
All right. When you want to get beans out of pods by hand, you're going to do what?
Shell them.
You mentioned butter beans. Are these the kind that come in pods?
Some call them lima beans.
Are they the same thing?
They're the same things,
Do you ever hear the yellow string beans
called? Yeah, wax.
All right, wax now, are they ever called butter beans?
No.
All right. You mentioned the kind of beans that you eat, pod and all.
That's string beans. And now there's a wax bean. You know, it's a string bean.
Mm-hmm. That's the yellow.
That's the yellow ones. And then there's a purple string bean. It's real good.
What's it called?
Oh, just a purple string bean. But then when they get hot, they turn back green. But when they are on the vine, they're the prettiest shade of purple.
Is that, or do you pop them? I mean, what do you do?
You just snap them like you do any kind of string bean.
And cook the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
I hadn't heard of those either. You take the tops of turnips and you cook them and make a mess of
greens.
All right. What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Well, you can use collard greens, a mustard green, and Swiss chard. Now you can use that. You can cook it. Use it as a salad. And Chinese cabbage. They are real good. You know, they grow up tall, about like this, and they get about this big around, and you can use those for salad or either cook them. And they have, when you cook them, they have a taste between a cabbage and mustard.
They do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I haven't ever eaten any of that, I don't believe.
Uh-huh. I grow them all the time. I had them in spring.
If you have, talking about lettuce,